This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, we are now towards the end of Matthew, only four more chapters. When we finish, we will have gone through the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and actually done Matthew twice. When we finish Matthew, I'll be moving on to the book of Acts, the next book in the Bible after the Gospel according to John. And as I'm preparing for that, we will be presenting the last four chapters of Matthew that we did earlier last year. And then, starting September 1st, it will be all new material with the Acts of the Apostles. With that in mind, let's get back to our passage for today. That's right, it's episode 121, and we have a new chapter today. And all the way from East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we have Peter reading with us today. So, Peter, how old are you?
I'm 9.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do?
I like to play games and I do sports.
Oh, what sports do you play?
Right now I'm doing like swimming and soccer.
Do you play any instruments?
I play the piano.
What grade are you in school?
Third.
Third grade.
Third grade.
Very good. What are some of the things you're learning in third grade?
Right now we're doing a science project about reptiles and amphibians.
Fantastic, Peter. That sounds great. So what's our chapter today?
Matthew chapter 25.
And our verses?
Verses 1 through 13.
Great, let's get started.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
Thanks, Peter. Very nice. So we have started the 25th chapter. This is the last chapter in Matthew's Gospel before we begin the Passion, all the events we celebrate in Holy Week, Jesus' arrest and trial and crucifixion. In a way, it's the last chapter that we have Jesus teaching by telling parables. So these parables are very important. They are the last ones that he tells. There are three in this chapter, so Peter read the first today and will read the next two over the next 2 days. Today we heard the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise ones were wise because they prepared for the bridegroom to come. They prepared by having enough oil for their lamps. If you have ever been to church during the beginning of Holy Week, you've certainly heard the hymn, "Behold, the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night." That's a hymn about this parable. And it's a hymn about being prepared, about being watchful. We've been hearing a lot about that because it's something that Jesus wants us to be concerned about. In the parable, Jesus talks about a bridegroom who is coming. A bridegroom is the same thing as a groom. They were waiting for the groom and the upcoming wedding. And we are waiting too. We are waiting for Jesus. We don't know when he will arrive. He is our bridegroom. And we need to be prepared to meet him when he comes. And that's the first parable of chapter 25. Next time, we will talk about the second parable, the parable of the talents. So thanks, Peter, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.